Impact last night drew a 1.0 rating, 1.3 million viewers. Now, that's down from last week, which drew a 1.07, and that was even down from a 1.10 the week before. It's not a loss, though. From talking to people involved with TNA and Spike TV, they are happy with this rating. There is a feeling that up against the Palin-Biden debate, that they took a hit. I mean, there was just universal interest in that beyond normal for anything politics-related. And there were some Major League playoff baseball games in some major markets, Chicago, Los Angeles. I think those were, or my day off. Well, anyway, there were Major League Baseball playoff games, too, with implications and ramifications in some major markets, including, I think, almost for sure, Chicago. So overall, it was a tough night of competition, and they held up okay. Now, this was the hyped Mick Foley debut, but the expectation now is that he will draw ratings in the future. Up against Palin-Biden, they didn't expect to do well, and they did okay. Palin-Biden, by the way, the largest, in terms of the overnight early ratings, the largest viewership for any political national debate since 1992, where Ross Perot and Clinton and Bush were all involved. Bush 42? 43? 44? Bush Jr.? Whatever. In that respect, it's okay. I mean, a little disappointing. But there is encouragement in the quarter hour numbers, and that would indicate maybe things will get better. Now, the thing is they only have, if I'm right on this, I think they only have a few weeks before NFL Thursday Night Football starts in November. That's what I was told by somebody today. I didn't look it up, but I'm trusting their knowledge of TV, since they work in the TV industry, that in November is when Thursday night NFL football starts. So that'll be pretty stiff competition for Impact. But what they do have right now is a 3 or 4 week window going up against first run network programming, you know, not Survivor, but The Office and 30 Rock and that type of thing. But nothing that should be out of the ordinary for what they usually have to face in the fall. This is a chance for TNA to finally get an increase in numbers. Will last night's kayfabe shattering analysis with Kurt Angle and Jeff Jarrett and the debut of Mick Foley, will that be enough to carry over? Quarter hour ratings, as I said a minute ago, say yes, there's interest in this. The show started at a 0.94. At the end of the first hour, it dropped all the way down to a 0.86 for the X Division three-way match with Eric Young and Jimmy Rave and Sheik Abdul-Bashir. Gee, wonder why that didn't draw. Also, there were 3 commercial breaks over the course of about 20 minutes that took a chunk out of the ratings. But at the start of hour number 2, they went up to 0.95, which was pretty okay, pretty much okay, and it stayed there for the first half hour of the second hour. And then they started going up to 1.10 and 1.19 for Mick Foley, Jeff Jarrett, Kurt Angle, and all of that. So when they get up to a 1.19, that's a 1.2 average. That's a sign, not just in and of itself, of a nice quarter hour. Not a great quarter hour, but a nice quarter hour. But it's a sign that more people were interested in that and were not flipping away and actually came back to watch it, even if they flipped away at some point. So there's a reason for people to think next Thursday the ratings should start out strong and continue strong. But the key to this is going to be booking. How do they book Mick Foley? Mick Foley's in for the long haul. Spike TV and TNA are heavily invested in Mick Foley. They believe he can do what Booker T and Kurt Angle and Christian Cage and Team 3D and Sting did not do, and that is increase ratings. So I would say the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks of TNA Impact are going to be one of the more fascinating 3-4 week stretches that I can remember. Can Mick Foley have enough star power to make a difference in the ratings, and will TNA book him in a way that doesn't turn people off and doesn't diminish his star power? Mick Foley had said that he wasn't paying attention to what was said about him on the internet until recently, and when he did kind of catch up, I think he Googled his name and started reading away, and he realized people were saying he's not the star he once was because he was poorly booked by WWE. Mick didn't like that. He thought that wasn't true. I think he might have been in a little bit of a bubble, but he's out of it, and I think he's going to have some say-so over how he's utilized. And so he can, if he doesn't draw ratings, it's not something where people can say, oh, it's Vince Russo's fault or Jeff Jarrett's fault. Their philosophy, their booking ruined him. Mick Foley has the power. He has the stroke to line item veto anything in a script he doesn't like and, in fact, contribute big picture ideas. So we'll see what happens on that front. ECW this week, 1.1 rating. It was very close to a victory for Impact. The time slot change, despite the hype on Monday night, I'm sure made a difference and hurt the rating a little bit. I also think it's just, it's a brand that is a little bit, not all that exciting right now. It had some momentum at one point. I think they lost some momentum now, and I think they need to do something to regain that momentum. It was 1.2 last week, and going back another week, it was a 1.2 before that, and a 1.3 before that. So you can see there's an erosion going on here, with the rating at 1.32, back on, at the end of August. It's been a slow decrease for ECW since the draft, where they peaked at a 1.45 rating back on August 12th and a 1.42 rating on August 31st. Mark Henry was bragging about those ratings. In fact, I think his interview came right after they drew that 1.5. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.